Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii County Real Property Tax Office, key resource for HI tax professionals. The County of Hawaii Real Property Tax Office provides property tax information and services through its official website. Real estate professionals across HI need accurate county-level tax data to advise clients on property transactions and ownership costs on Hawaii Island. Bookmark hawaiipropertytax.com for direct access to Hawaii County property tax records, rates, and payment options. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Hawaii Public Records Access now available via NIDR Online Portal. NIDR Online provides a centralized portal for Hawaii public records, property tax information, and property searches for Hawaii County. Real estate professionals in HI can streamline due diligence, verify ownership history, and assess property tax obligations directly through this county-level resource. Bookmark statehi.hawaii for quick access to Hawaii County property and tax records during transactions. Hawaii Real Estate Headlines. Honolulu Commission rates trail national average 2026 survey finds. A February 2026 survey of local agents found the average real estate commission in Honolulu is 5.51% below the national average of 5.70%. For Hawaii professionals, this data point helps set client expectations and positions local market competitiveness. Compare your rate structure against the Honolulu benchmark at the source link. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of HI cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. Why cap rates are a starting point, not a verdict. A cap rate is just NOI divided by price. It bakes in zero assumptions about the market, asset class, or capital structure. Two properties with identical 6% cap rates can have wildly different risk profiles, depending on lease maturity, tenant credit, and capital reserve needs. Cap rate is a quick screening tool, not a buy signal. Underwriting purely on cap rate is the most common reason new investors pay above market prices. The same investors then blame the market when their projected returns do not materialize 3 years in. For every cap rate you compare, add the lease maturity year and the CapEx reserve assumption. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded, the most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag, below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period.